Na 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 na. Hey, gotta love that podcast show. Na 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 na. Hey, yeah, I love that podcast show. Oh, BS and beer is the place to go to get all the Saints news. Hell yeah, podcast show. Na 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 na. Hey, gotta love that podcast show. Na na.
Now, recording live, it's the BS and Beer Podcast crew with your host, David Romero.
Welcome in another week, another edition. It's the BS and Beer Podcast crew recording live, wall-to-wall New Orleans Saints football talk from our studios at the Meat House. With me today, I have Craig Wright, I have Dell Mims. So grab a drink, which has already been started by Craig, by the way. Sit back and relax, because for the next hour or so, we'll be doing New Orleans Saints football talk, BS and beer style. Gentlemen, this week is going to be our pre-draft, pre-draft thing, because between this show and the beer run, I would imagine you guys are going to be doing a show next week, and it's going to have some draft coverage on it?
Nope. Absolutely no draft coverage.
Not a lick.
Okay. We gave you guys like a million minutes of tape on offensive line talk, and the people have spoken. They said they had enough. Okay.
Wait, offensive line
if you
talk.
You still want to hear me talk about offensive line? Just rewatch that show.
Enough offensive line talk.
Ooh, it's going to be a long day.
Thank you.
Yes. Craig just submitted.
Interesting draft.
Craig just submitted his mock draft version 17.B7-13.6 underscore hashtag backspace little thing that goes over the squiggly line thing version something another. And it was all offensive linemen.
I'll have you know, I had a defensive lineman in the third round.
It was still a lineman. Okay. So I am disturbed.
But those are the athletic linemen, and I don't usually count them.
I get it.
Hey, folks. All right, listen. I'm so not in the mood for you guys. You're blabbering on and on, okay? And it's enough, all right? It's enough. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, today's Monday, all right? So stop doing your stupid radio thing. And if you want to pick up where you left off tomorrow, at least it'll be Tuesday, all right? So just keep it down. Actually, don't keep it anything. Just stop, okay? Just stop doing what you're doing.
Today, what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and introduce myself as GM Dave Romero. And we have the head coach here, Dell Mims. And we have the executive over NFL players and college drafting, Mr. Craig Wright. And we're going to hold our draft right here on the BS and Beer show. And we're going to do it. We have some rules, right? Because the value is going to be there. If it's there, we're going to trade back. Right, Craig?
Trade back. Because that's what the Saints do, and we're nothing but legitimate here.
It is a new – tell them, Dale. It's a new thing going on.
That's how we got Ricky Williams. We traded way back and got him.
Is that how you describe it?
Do I have my terminology backwards?
I think, yeah. It might have been an error. Y'all like what I did there? Error? No? Okay. All right, now that we have all the executives in the room, we can start the draft. I should have probably slowed it down because we're going to be zooming to this the first pick. Huh?
Trade up.
I'm afraid that this is a new philosophy.
Oh, see, we're moving so fast. Oh, we got to see who came off the board already.
Okay, so let's take a look.
Off the board.
All right, so let's just go through this. We have number one is Hutchinson, defensive end out of Michigan. Thibodeau, defensive end. Walker is an edge defender. Neal, the tackle. Hamilton, the safety. Number six is Gardner, and that's to Carolina. The Giants have Owakanu. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, sounds right.
Thank you, McDuffie. To the cornerback to Atlanta. Dale's favorite, Stingley, to Denver. Okay. Drake London. Interesting prospect goes to at 10 to Seattle. Another guy, Garrett Wilson, who, godly, there's a feeling that he could be the best, but there's some things about his game that I kind of think I would prefer a different guy, but I think that I might be the only guy that feels that way. Jordan Davis is defensive tackle out of Georgia, goes to the Vikings. Cross, another tackle off the board.
I liked him.
To Houston. And then the edge defender, goes out of Purdue. The edge defender goes to the Ravens. And then at 15, the Eagles pick, and this is heartbreaking, the Eagles pick Chris Olave, wide receiver out of Ohio State. The New Orleans Saints are on the board. Gentlemen, I think it's pretty obvious that the Saints, in my opinion, we have holes at offensive tackle and wide receiver that need to be filled immediately. Any input on that idea?
Okay, so it looks like the best receiver on the board is Jameis Williams. However, we want someone who can play this year.
Agreed.
So I might be looking a little bit lower at the possible, you could argue, developmental offensive tackle, Trevor Penning. I might have never mentioned this player before, but I'm very excited about him. And he is there. However, he might be there in a couple of picks when we're up again. So it's whatever you guys feel is at the top of this board.
So next is the Chargers, who also have tackle needs. Then the Eagles again, who look to be leaning towards defensive players before the Saints pick. We do have Raineman out of Central Michigan. Now he's a guy, we talked a little bit about him today. He was a tight end, super athletic. He's ready to play, but which means he has a high ceiling. He's ready to play tackle, but you know, he could probably still use some development. So we do have two good tackle prospects still on the board if we choose to go in a different direction, value wise. Now, before we go into that, let's also keep in mind you have Devin Lloyd, linebacker out of Utah. He's a three down linebacker. He's a bad man. And this is where I don't do enough study. I study like a fan for the draft anymore. Right. And what I mean by that is I don't spend all the time I used to, and I don't study everybody. But here's where we get our butts kicked when the Saints pick, because you could make the argument that the Saints are long in the tooth at linebacker. We have some good young talent. But when Davis retires, there is a world where you could say, man, if he's a franchise linebacker, it's going to lead this hot new defense. He could be that guy. So just pointing it out, another guy, Devontae Watt is a,
I don't hate that pick. That's a defensive tackle you can build around. Really, if you paired him with Onyemata, that front four is going to be dangerous all year from the go.
I feel like Dale, you got some thoughts on that.
It's like all I keep hearing is Sir Mix-a-Lot in my head every time Craig talks, because all he talks about is these big guys that he wants to bring in. I don't understand this.
It's almost like big guys win games.
Okay, so here's my thought on the defensive tackle. And Craig, you actually the one, so maybe Dale, I feel what you're saying. He influenced me, but this was quite a while back, maybe 2 months ago. And he's like, hey, man, if we put somebody next to Onyemata, that's a baller, this defense is unstoppable. You're talking about your edge defenders just became better pass rushers. You already can't run on the Saints, but it becomes where I feel like the Saints, if the next level would be the pass rush, and that would have to come from the interior. I mean, you know, look, you can get it from the defensive ends, but we're not getting different defensive ends. We've invested enough, and they're not going in a different direction unless something insane happened. So that defensive interior, I see the value in it, that you could end up with a guy. If we didn't have two picks, I wouldn't even be considering this. But I do think that there's some value to it. So let me see. Anybody else? Center, I think basically if we drafted a center, Linderbaum, I think the Saints Nation would literally burn the Superdome down.
Right. You know, regardless of the place in the draft, I think if we pick a center, it's to play guard. Because we got a guard that plays center. We got a center that plays center very well, I might add.
Yeah.
If you're going another center, then it's not to play center.
And another position, Sam Howell is on the board. He's your 22nd ranked player at quarterback. Yes. So those of you who think that the Saints might be looking for the future, I am not one of them. No. Let me put it a different way. No. I have more confidence in Jameis Winston right now than I do in any one of the rookies in this class. And I as far as investing into the future, but here's the thing, guys, we have to keep in mind, we do not have a first rounder next year. If we don't make a play on a quarterback this year, there's no play to be made next year.
Yeah, we're going to win a Super Bowl this year, so we're going to go ahead and pick this tackle.
Okay. Craig?
I go Penning.
Dale?
Yep, that's him. Let's go.
I'm going to do it as well. I like his toughness. I think that while there are people talking about some holes in his game, he's super athletic, so I think he can improve in anything that he does. Two, he's a tough guy, and I think that, like, as far as an emotional leader, you want to have that Kyle Turley-type guy. You know, like you guys are always saying about Davenport, like he's an inspirational leader for the team. You know, so I think that that's where we go. We're all in
unison. Thank you for joining us this week. And, we'll be back again next week.
So are we all in lockstep?
Let's do it.
Yes. And okay. He's going up against Cam Jordan, Davenport, every rep in practice.
Yeah.
Welcome to New Orleans and see you at the Pro Bowl.
The pick is up, turned in the card. The New Orleans Saints select offensive tackle out of Northern Iowa, Trevor Penning.
Ooh.
The crowd goes wild. All right. Now let's talk about the people selected. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to tell you guys about this draft. And you fans listening out there, you probably don't really understand how this works from an NFL executive perspective who does this for a living and does it all the time. When you actually do these drafts and you can't do them 10 times till you get the result you want, these kind of things can lead you to a draft that when you're done with it, you're just like, oh my God, what happened? You know, Jameson Williams gets selected by the Chargers at 17. Now, I'm not heartbroken by that because while he'll be ready towards the end of the year, I kind of want a guy that's ready to go right now. The problem is, this is going to make this next pick really interesting because I don't know who that guy is. So let's start looking at the board. We still have a tackle on the board and Renman. I think I'm pronouncing that wrong. We still have the linebacker in Lloyd, the defensive tackle in Watt. We still have Linderbaum. And this sets up, man, this is setting up to piss Dale off. I'm telling you.
It's not going to happen.
Okay. Center Linderbaum is on the board. We still have Sam Howell, defensive end Ojabo. And here's the interesting
quarterback. Willis is still on the board, huh?
Malik Willis is still on the board now.
Okay.
He's a guy that I don't think he's ready to play right now, but he has star potential. He's the most talented, just physical ability on the roster. And as
would you call him kind of Lamar Jackson light.
Yeah. I mean, like, and I hate that anyway. He's a poor man's this or that and the other. You know, Lamar Jackson does some good things, but Lamar Jackson, in my opinion, has some holes in his game. He's still a great player, but he's not great at every aspect. He just does what he does really well. I think Malik Willis has a chance to be better. And as a professional at this, just a couple of days ago, I decided to go look at Malik Willis because I just had this impression that I don't want him because he's raw and he's not very good and they're just looking on talent. He actually had some really impressive stats. Now, albeit at a small college in Liberty, but it wasn't like he didn't dominate at that level. So I think that's a conversation that needs to be had. Anybody else want to say a few things about Willis?
Now, David, you have to understand, David, we are Americans here and we love Liberty.
That's true. So
I love the gamble on that. You know, I wouldn't have done it early on, okay. But we've got our tackle. I could see going Willis. I think we might want to reevaluate our big defensive tackle and Wyatt's. But okay. For me, it's between Wyatt and Willis.
Okay. So before I go on to Dale, I'm scouring the available players list for looking anybody who went to the College of Freedom so that we could really make Craig happy right now.
So, USA, USA.
Freedom and Liberty on the board available to us. All right. So, okay, I got to tell you, there is no value for what I wanted, which is a wide receiver. Now, there is a guy who I like a lot, Treylon Burks. The problem is Treylon Burks is they're not clones, but they play the same game as Michael Thomas. It's just they're both X receivers. And for those of you who may not exactly get it, X is the guy that's, you know, he's going to be on your line. He's always going to be to the weak side. Tight end's a strong side. And so he has to be a guy that can get off press. He runs all the crossing routes. He gets the dirty work done. Your split end is usually the guy that's smaller and shiftier. He plays the same position as Michael Thomas. That doesn't mean he can't. It doesn't mean you can't put both of them out there. Doesn't mean that you can't get him and make him like the old Colston big slot guy. But having said that, he does not give us what we want, what we were looking for, which is someone who's a different style receiver than Michael Thomas. Dale, throw out some thoughts here. To me, I'm looking at Burks. I'm looking at Willis. I'm looking at Watt.
I am looking at Burks. I would like to see the rest of the available wide receivers.
Okay,
I
mean, I'll do that.
Sky Moore.
Sky Moore. Now, okay, he is highly thought of as far right. as
he's a short guy,
but he's the stature is what I worry right. about.
Right. Then he's I ask Harris myself 2.0.
This. That's what I'm saying. It's Hardy. It's Hardy. Let's get Hardy. Yeah. The problem is he's again we going into duplicating our players, and he's very similar to to Hardy. He's bigger than Hardy. He's stronger, more refined. But I just don't know how I feel about another little guy like that. So
to the point of duplicating Michael Thomas, there are only so many big physical corners that could match up with Thomas. And you're not going to play any team that has two of those big physical corners that can match up with a Michael Thomas. So maybe not duplicate the same guy, but if you have two receivers with the same skill set and you don't have two guys that can match up with that, there could be some value into throwing the same punch twice.
Okay. So if I were to go ahead,
London, Wilson, Olave, and Jameson Williams all gone.
All gone.
So here's the thing.
Stop playing around.
Gentlemen, that's a good point too. But I will say this. I feel like if we select Burks at this spot, I feel like we're going to have to double down on our wide receivers in this draft, meaning we may have to find that speed guy.
Yes. Okay. That's exactly what we need to do.
So that means that if we do select him, we're going to have to spend a third rounder or so on a guy that's just a speed guy that's going to do our vertical work for us. So please keep that in mind. So here's an option. We do have the option to trade down because this is a new regime. And we did prior to this agree that because it's a new regime, new head coach, that we would allow one trade down in this draft. And this could be the area, maybe not far, but let's see who's available. Let's see what offers we have. We have an offer from the Buffalo Bills. They're trying to move at 25. I feel like we could still get Burks. We can get that pick that might be able to get us a wide receiver later. What if we could come away with a second rounder? Because what I maybe would try to do is get that second rounder. We may not have enough value, but maybe we can give them a fourth rounder to get that second rounder, then we can fill some holes.
I like that idea a lot. So, but we're getting what, number 57 from them?
They should have 25.
So we would get 25. We'd have to give up 19. We get 25. I feel comfortable we could get Burks there. Okay.
Right.
Then we would now have 57, and we would also have 49 in the second round.
Yeah.
Now, that's assuming that they'll give that up because we may have to sweeten the pot a little bit. I want that second rounder.
120.
Maybe 120, throw that in there. And then now we'd have an extra second rounder, although we'll lose a fourth rounder. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I like the trading down scenario here.
If you can still stay in the first round and add a second rounder, I think it's worth it.
Okay.
Exactly. I'm worried that we end up cleaning out all of our third and fourth and everything like that. We still want guys.
No, I get you. We need bodies and we have some holes to fill. Exactly. Let me get on the phone real quick for him with them and see. Okay, Buffalo. Uh-huh. Yeah, we'd like to get to, 57. Yeah, 57. That's what we'd like, okay? So we'll go ahead.
About 25. We want 25 too.
Will give you 25 and 57. You give us 57, 25, we'll give you 19. Hold on a second. Okay. No, hey, I'm good with it if you are. All right. Well, thank you. Hey, good dealing with you. All right. Hey, guys, they say good. We got 57 and 25 for 19. And I think we can really do some business here. So now, all right, let's see what happened here. Buffalo picks Wyatt, or is it Watt?
I think it's Wyatt.
Wyatt. Okay, defensive tackle from Georgia. Cornerback Booth goes to Pittsburgh. Jermaine Johnson, the edge defender. Safety, which, you know, we need to get somebody back there at safety. I didn't see the value in Klein, so I didn't even bring him up. Linderbaum. Now, I was really big on Linderbaum, Dale. I got to tell you, we also need a stadium to play in this year. Yeah, so I thought against it. Yes. Edge defender, Ojabo. And so now I think we are no worse for wear. I'm looking back at the board and just about everybody that we wanted. Now, here's the thing. We still have to consider Malik Willis.
No, we don't.
No?
I think we might.
No, we don't. We're trying to win a Super Bowl. We need a wide receiver.
We're trying to win Super Bowls that aren't necessarily only in 2022.
I like that. That's a good point, Craig, because that's my philosophy as well. We want to win Super Bowls and stuff.
Well, when we traded the first round pick next year, we were thinking we were going to win the Super Bowl. And so that's why we traded that first round pick. And so we're going to win the Super Bowl this year. Thank you.
So it is my belief that I was thinking that we did make this trade to get these two first rounders to try to make a play this year and not on a quarterback. It just didn't make sense. When I look back at my thinking, I just don't think it made sense to trade to get those two picks, to trade
them
away.
That's what they wanted you to think.
Oh, yeah. They're and playing 3D I thought about chess. That too. I thought about that too. If I thought a certain thing and made them think that I was thinking something else, it could work to our advantage, but and we could just go with the play that we were talking about, and that's Treylon Burks.
How about this, guys? Arkansas. How about this? The Saints have been hosting a bunch of quarterbacks that are going to be third, fourth round talent. I think they had Coral in to visit today. So they're probably seeing some value in quarterbacks down the board. Let's pull the trigger and get a playmaking wide receiver. Let's get Burks.
Wait, who did they have in?
Corral.
Corral.
Yeah, I'm not judging, believe me.
I'm an LSU fan. I don't care what this guy's name is. I only care how often he throws it to my team.
Exactly. All right, so Craig, I think you kind of we have a two-thirds vote on Treylon Burks, so I think you're out on it. But if you have any say so, I'll take it into consideration. Is Craig? You just thumbs up from Craig. All right, so we're going to draft.
I made my opinion. I picked him the first
time. Now that we've picked Treylon Burks, the card is in, is there any thought of trading up from the second round?
Yes, because there's still another wide receiver I want desperately.
So the card is in. Treylon Burks is the pick. The New Orleans Saints land the wide receiver out of Arkansas. Big, strong, tough guy. Now we are considering the potential of trading up. So now Devin Lloyd, the linebacker, is gone. The tackle, Raymond, is gone. Skylar Moore, Johnson, the guard. Elam, the cornerback. And then you have Green, the guard from Texas A&M. Sam Howell goes with the 32nd pick. So the first round is over, off the books. Now you have Brisker, who goes first pick in the second round to the Jaguars, and the edge defender, Mafi, at pick 34. Now, let's take a moment to make sure we're not losing sight of our needs, okay? We got our tackle.
This is perfect right here. The Jets are on the clock. They don't need a quarterback. Let's get up there and get Willis.
I like the idea. I really do.
I don't Dale, like argue this with idea me. At all. Because I want more wide receivers because we need help at wide receiver.
I mean, but
we'll move up and we'll have him throw in a seventh round pick and you can get a wide receiver.
Yeah,
we can. Find the Marcus Colston down there.
No. You don't need a quarterback.
Okay, so every
time we're not going receiver again and for the second time. Yeah, you're not going to get rounds.
I mean, you would have to really.
We need like two more receivers.
My God.
Okay, so check this out. Let's talk about our roster right now.
Yes, okay, we got Burks two second-round picks.
I know we have Burks right now. First of all, let's not act like all these rookies are going to come in and dominate from day one, especially at receiver, especially in the Saints offense.
Yes, at receiver.
I know you want them to, Dale, but they're not. So to have two guys that you have training wheels on that you have to spend all this special attention to get what you need. Now, listen, okay, we talked about it during the week. I was watching a lot of film. I saw some stuff from Callaway, which makes me think, yes, draft a wide receiver. But I also saw some things that show me that he could probably be a guy at number three, number four. You also have Hardy. I like him a lot. He's small. He's not going to be able to get a lot of touches, but he can be someone that takes plays and makes plays, meaning that he'll get snaps and he'll make plays when he gets those opportunities. That leaves you with Smith. Okay. I know, not a big fan. And here's the thing. Most people aren't a big fan. I've always thought, man, he's all right. What Craig?
I'm like a big fan. I am a big fan of Tre'Quan Smith.
But I have said this before, and I got to apply it to even guys that I like. The NFL has spoken, and all these receivers are getting their money, and Smith came running back, signed for a very reasonable deal. I think the NFL has spoken.
P.J. Williams of offense.
We like us some P.J. Williams around here. Thank you very much.
P.J. Williams.
Hey, oh, well, if we're talking about guys coming back and taking hometown discounts, let's talk about how no one's paying Jameis Winston and y'all don't want to get a quarterback because of him.
Okay. So my point being is that I do want to get a wide receiver. We still need a safety. I'd like to get a young safety. We need a running back. I think we've established that. I'm not necessarily saying none of this I'm saying in any particular round, but we need a running back. Not only do we need one, but we also need a guy in the event that in the likely event that our running back gets suspended. So we also, I don't necessarily think, man, I don't know if need is the right word, but man, I'd like to get a guard at a position before the fourth round or in the fourth round that could, man, either replace Pete.
Now, for Dale, and for those fans who don't know, guards are players on the offensive line who you need to play football successfully.
Everybody listen to this feed understands we like offensive line here.
Oh, do we?
My goodness, okay. Let's keep it moving. No more offensive line.
All right. All right.
No love. No
So, and, you know, we were all on board for getting another receiver. So if we trade up here, we're going to lose our opportunities. You know, again, to me, our biggest needs. We've taken care of that tackle. We've taken care, in a way, we've taken care of wide receiver. I still feel like we need a guy.
Okay, let's stand pat and take the two second round picks.
All right, Dale, what do you think?
Wide receiver.
All right, so we won't trade up here, at least not right now.
You'll see how well he can throw when he's lying on his back.
Malik, okay, so Malik goes 36 to New York.
My wide receiver is gone.
Oh, and George Pickens is gone at 38.
Congratulations, Dale. You done played us.
And Dale was so upset, man.
I always knew he was a Falcon saboteur.
Where is – that's the trade. Where's the – okay. So on the clock, Seattle. And we still got a ways to go, man. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 – 10 guys.
If the individuals we were looking at on our board are already off the table, then there's probably not quality value in moving up, right?
Okay, there's like one more receiver that I really love, and I want to make sure we get him. And if Jameson Williams from Alabama, and that will solve our speed problem for sure.
No, man, he
didn't went, he go in the top? Yeah, he
went. No, I'm sorry. Mechie, my bad.
Mechie.
I meant to say Mechie, yes.
Who? Tell me about
your credibility Mechie. Is gone, sir.
All right. So one of the guys that I like,
John
and
Mechie
the
third.
He's a big riser on the board, and he was the wide receiver from a small school, North Dakota State, Christian Watson. Big guy and can run. Now, we should be able to get him later, but he's a guy, to me, to keep your eye on. Now, Jalen Tolbert is a downfield receiver. I'm not super familiar. Now, Justin Ross from Clemson, he's a guy that, man, he's a five-star. He was supposed to be a primetime player, and it never quite worked out for him. So there are receivers right there that we can get a hold of. But right now, here's where we run into a problem, because I've been here before. Right here is all of your defensive players. Like, there's just a lot of value in defensive players in this area of the draft. And two, the offensive players that are valued are the guys that we already got it taken care of. So
I don't feel like shoring up that D tackle spot with Logan Hall, defensive tackle from Houston.
Now, here's the problem I have with Logan Hall. He's an undersized guy. He's like 280 pounds.
Real tiny.
He's interior pass rusher, and which is not a bad guy, but I'm not trying to say Street is a dude that's going to solve all our problems, but the guy we signed from the 49ers is a similar type player, and neither one of them are like what you would consider the three techniques. Now, he's a good player.
Wasn't it on this show a couple weeks ago when y'all told me that there wasn't any value in the big run stoppers, and now you don't want a guy because he's not a big run stopper? I quit.
I don't know what you're talking about. So, having said that,
if you're talking about drafting a defensive tackle in the first, five picks or something.
So, y'all are hung up on pick numbers. I'm hung up on getting good players that help your team win.
Okay. So, do you think this guy helps the team win?
No.
I think he may.
Okay.
6'2", 280, junior. He's quick.
No, he's strong. He's a strong guy. He's quick. And he would definitely give you the interior pass rush, but he's not a three-down defensive tackle.
So in this range, then, there's not a lot of value at what we, quote unquote, need.
Right.
So is this a situation where you think about trading down, or is this a situation where maybe we should have traded up for that Malik Willis quarterback and y'all let me down?
Here's the thing. Okay. I personally have been in this situation before, and I knew that right here is this no man's land. So when you trade back in the second round, say, ooh, let me give me a high second rounder, 40, 42, 44. There's nobody that we would want. So you end up even having to trade back down or trade up. So here's some options. But none of them are going to be good values. We have a safety that Kirby Joseph has a lot of range. He's similar to Williams, Marcus Williams. The problem is that he's not a very good tackler. Another guy, and I see him down lower. Where's he at? The running back. There's a running back out of Iowa, and Breece Hall. He's an absolute beast. Explosive, big, hard runner. They say he's probably one of the best, if not, it's out of him and the guy from Michigan State that are the two. Is it Walker the third? Are the two best running backs in the draft? You get this guy here, and you're talking about a guy. They said that he in the early 2000s, he was a top 10 pick, him and Walker. So you're talking about, let's say, top 15. But because running backs have been devalued, that's why you can get a guy like him a little bit later. Runs 4.38, weighs 220 pounds, and he's a beast, man. So here's the situation. I think he's somebody to consider. I think that, listen, I'm not a fan of the one, two down defensive tackle, but I do believe, I just finished saying in the first round, he's a guy that could make a difference in the pass rush. And that's where the Saints need to get to that next level.
So knowing what we know about Kamara, he's going to miss time. And when he doesn't, we don't want him taking those fourth quarter shots anyway. Mark Ingram's not the guy to take up those kind of snaps anymore. Our savior, Dwayne Washington, is really more of a special teams guy. I could absolutely see the value in a big physical running back here. And we still have a second round pick after this.
Dale?
I'm liking the idea of Kirby Joseph.
And Kirby Joseph, yeah. Be more specific.
The safety?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Illinois?
Okay, I ain't gonna lie to you. Okay. We need both. As the GM, I'm seeing the value in both of these players need-wise.
That safety might be there at 57, though.
Yes. I think that this running back could be heir apparent. I'm talking about if we are going to be a defensive team that runs a play-action type offense with a strong running game, I could very much see where Breece Hall would be the pick here. And then we can see what's available at later on in the draft at for safety. And I think that you're right. I think that the safety, Kirby Joseph, would be there later on in the round.
Our next pick is what? Is like 10 picks away, right? 57?
Yeah, 57.
Yeah, it's almost 10 picks from here.
Eight picks. Yeah, okay. I think we get both these guys. What do you think, Craig? Go running back?
Well, I see Abraham Lucas, the tackle from Washington State, is also available.
We already got a guy.
Tackle.
Let's get ourselves a running back and run right behind our new tackle, right, Benning.
Let's the card is in. The pick, Breece Hall, running back. I mean, listen, so far, I didn't even look at it from this perspective. The Saints have now drafted a tough guy left tackle, a tough guy wide receiver, and a running back who is known as a tough guy. The Saints on offense have just become a stud, tough, hard-nosed offense, even more so than what their reputation, their reputation more of being a finesse team. This is now a tough, hard-nosed team. Now let's take a look at who's been picked. The Saints get Breece Hall. Leaf is an edge defender. Benito is an edge defender for the Eagles. Gordon is a cornerback out of Washington for the Steelers. McBride, tight end, goes to Green Bay. Abraham Lucas, the guy that Craig mentioned, goes to New England. Salter, the tackle, goes to the Cardinals. And then Tyler Smith, the tackle out of Tulsa. So there's a big run on tackles, goes to the Cowboys. The Saints are on the clock. Let's take a look. I know that we had our eye on Kirby Joseph. He would be our, the replacement for Marcus Williams. 6'1", 203. He's a ball hawking safety with long arms. He stands about 6 foot. He has, they say that his arm span, his reach is 6'8". So like super long arms. Having said all that, he's not a strong tackler. He's not a guy that's in a four. He is Marcus Williams. Now, I don't know if he's as good as Marcus Williams, but he's the same type of player. So, but hey, we weren't complaining about that when Marcus Williams was playing, right?
I mean, some of us did.
Well, I did too. So, but the NFL likes him, and the NFL spoke, and they gave him a truckload full of money.
So he's right there where we hoped he would be. But may I offer a suggestion? There should be a guard right around this range named Parham from, I think it's Missouri.
Now he's a developmental guy. He's
developmental into a fantastic offensive football player.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. So he was a tight end. You know that?
Memphis.
He
went from tight end to guard.
Yes.
That's insane.
Let's see.
We played right tackle, and they're projecting him as a guard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was a two-star tight end who was moved to guard, put on some weight.
He was moved to right tackle, and in 2020 had a 90.6 overall grade in 2020 at right tackle before moving again to guard in 21.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're versatility and athleticism.
Okay, so I used to have this fantasy all the time that the Saints would find this tackle, right, who was just an average tackle, like in the sixth round, but played tight end in high school, had great hands, but he couldn't run. But all he did was, like, go out, turn around after 3 yards, and nobody could stop him from getting first downs. So I'm like, that's what we need. You know, like, what was the kid forever? Witten, you know, was a big lumbering tight end, but nobody could stop him. And this could be the guy. So I'm not willing to pick him, but I can daydream about it, Craig. So
if we pick him, I'd like him to play guard.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just saying we could try him at tight end too. So let's see. I am going to throw my vote into the ring for Kirby Joseph.
Yes, let's do it.
All right.
I'm outnumbered.
Two-thirds vote says we're going with the safety. So the pick is in. Kirby Joseph is the pick. Safety out of Illinois. And now we got away from our tough guy thing, okay? Because he's not really a tough guy, but he definitely is a replacement for Marcus Williams, and that wasn't intentional, but he's the same type of player. So interesting pick. Now, as the board goes on, we can't speed it up. So y'all come up with some clever insight like mine. Realizing
I love getting meaner on offense.
Let's make sure we get Mechie.
What's that?
I love getting meaner on offense. This is fun.
Mean on offense is good.
Let's pause it and make sure we get Mechie.
Mechie, is that the receiver?
Man wants to trade up.
Yes.
Okay. So did you see Mechie go? Let's see. Let's confirm. There's Parham at 85.
Oh, he went.
Okay. So third round. Justin Ross, there's your receiver from Clemson. That would have been a pretty good value.
Yeah.
But apparently he's always, there's my guy, Christian Watson. He goes at pick 71 to Chicago.
Oh, Mitch,
let's see. Who is he?
With all your receivers off the board, maybe we go offensive line right here.
73.
Yeah.
Mechie, okay. Let's see. Carson Strong goes to the Cardinals, who might be needing a quarterback since won't play. All right, let's press on. But do y'all remember that very observant observation I made about offense being tougher? That was really good. That was a really cool observation, wasn't it? Yeah.
Obviously.
All right, the Saints are on the clock. Okay. Now here we go. We have a guy I like. Zach Tom is a tackle, but he is supposed to play. He has the skill set to play guard. He's a tough guy. Let's see. Tom is arguably the most athletic interior offensive line prospect in the class. He's so sudden in his ability to mirror, earned a 92.1 pass blocking grade. Now, he's a tackle, but they talk about him like he's a guard. So on several of my mocks,
6'4", 300.
I've mocked him as a guy I picked to move to guard as our developmental. Now, keep in mind, Dave Romero's philosophy here is if we want to have somebody ready to go in the event that we decide to take Pete and say, look, that's too much money, next year we're moving on, or if Ruiz doesn't pan out, we have somebody to move into that spot. This is a good spot to pick that guy. So
May I offer two alternative routes here?
Okay.
A tight end from UCLA that absolutely destroyed LSU this last season. Greg Tolchich? I don't know how to say anything from UCLA. Man can absolutely play football.
Well, let's look at it here. Now, here's my problem with him. You know that I like my RAS scores. And he was a walk-on.
And I like guys whose name I can pronounce.
Yeah. Greg. Anyway, he's a former walk-on and one of the best all-around athletes for a tight end in the draft. He's an ascending player who has matured. And if you can't tell, I'm reading this from his bio. He leaps and bounds physically. I've never heard that. Very similar to Superman physically since he got to UCLA. I'm using my, you know, we got to have that comparison. I'm going to go with Superman, you know. Oh, wait. Now that I read it, he's faster than a speeding bullet.
Now, y'all joke, but Superman would go number one overall in this draft, right? Just letting you know.
He lifts things with a single something another. I can't remember all of it, but I saw the scouting report. This guy has a good comp. All right, another one.
One other option, and okay. Then I'll shut up and let you guys do your show. My dark horse another quarterback for this draft is here. My dark horse quarterback, scroll up a little bit. I lost his name on the board.
Bailey Zapp.
There it is. Bailey Zapp is my dark horse quarterback of this entire draft. I've been watching a lot of film of him.
6'1", 215.
Bailey Zapp, he's a little guy, but he is crazy accurate. He's very Drew Brees-esque in his short passing game. And I think someone is going to stumble on him, and he's going to have a good career. It might as well be us.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you bringing him to our attention, Craig. At this point, I think I've already passed up on the idea that we're going to be going with a different in a different direction at quarterback. So now I'm trying to put as many good players around the skill players that we currently have. So I'm going to throw my hat or my pick. I want to say my hat into the ring, but I'm going to throw my name in the hat. And I'm going with Zach Tom as our developmental guard. Now, keep in mind, too, we're playing with house money now. We got our safety. We got our running back. We got our wide receiver. Well, at least half of our wide receiver. And then we also have a safety. So now, to me, what we're looking for now, I like this idea of the guard, the tight end, Craig. I think I can be sold on that. just makes me wonder why a guy is a walk-on who's that talented, that physically gifted. Here's another guy, 6'2", 201, Romeo Dubs, and his name is similar to mine, which that's a good NFL comparison. He was Carson Strong's top target for the Wolfpack in the past two seasons, went over 1,000 yards in each year, has good size, and consistently separates downfield. So I think that he's another guy we consider. Okay, he's a downfield receiver. So there you go. We have that option. We have our guard, and we also have a tight end to consider. Gentlemen, give me your thoughts and ideas on what direction you want to go.
For me, it's the tight end. It's another weapon that can see the field without having to compete for snaps with our earlier draft pick or with Michael Thomas. The competition at tight end is going to be a lot thinner. I think he contributes more quickly. I love the idea of Zach Tom. I actually like him as a player, but I don't see the value in a conversion project at this point in the draft when we can get guys that can contribute now.
Says the guy who wanted to draft the guard, tackle, tight end.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's get your input, Dale.
I'm going to go ahead and pick Romeo Dubs, because he plays wide receiver.
And he needs wide receivers. Just no other reason.
Excellent analysis right here. This is why they tune in.
All right. Okay, so that leaves it up to me. I think I'm going to just go ahead and pick between the guys that you selected. So the logic I'm going to try to use is which one has a better chance of making the bigger impact on the team. And I don't want to say this year because, oh boy. All right. So if Troutman fails, we still have Johnson. We still have Hill, and we still have, I can't remember the kid's name that we brought in.
A quarterback, a converted wide receiver, and the guy from Denver that you can't remember the name of.
That's the selections.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get tight end here.
The other thing is, we have two guards. One is injury prone in Pete, highly paid. And while I give him the benefits of he is a extremely good run blocker,
he's a pro good bowler.
Player. He's a good player.
He's a pro bowler.
He's very the highly
man
paid.
Is due.
Okay. On the other side, you have a guy that has still not lived up to his first round draft pedigree, and someone who is. Man, you want to have something loaded behind him. The only thing the Saints really have going on behind him last year, Throckmorton. And do we really want to go there if something happens? God forbid, if Ruiz fails and Pete gets hurt again, we're struggling. So,
can we just real quick? I am arguing against an offensive lineman right here because everybody just the sky is falling.
Okay, so it's out of and Dubs, is he any better than Tre'Quan Smith? That's the question. That's arguable. So I think I'm gonna
Is he better than little Jordan Humphrey?
Yeah, but I mean, are
Lil
you
Jordan
really
Humphrey's
trying
to stay in the field with this?
In
this
a third lineup. Down or on third round, are you really trying to replace your fourth or fifth receiver? I mean, I think we're trying to replace, but that's a good argument. I want to hear it. But
yeah,
I think
we need to make that room better. Like, and the only way you make that room better is to bring in more guys.
All right.
So let's forget about how the weakest part of our team last year was tight end. Let's ignore that part then, right? And now our tight end savior this year is a quarterback. Taysom Hill is a quarterback, a quarterback that was so bad at being quarterback that they fired him from being quarterback, supposedly.
I would argue that wide receiver was just as weak, if not
weaker. But we are adding Michael Thomas and now Burks to that wide receiver room. We've added two players already.
But look around the league. Everybody's loading up. So you want
to add three
up.
Players in one yes. offseason to one position group yes. and not address an
I
equally
want
glaring
to fear
problem.
Us passing the ball. Absolutely.
You know what could help with that? A pass-catching tight end.
I'm really – seriously, it's going to be one of these guys. I'm listening.
How many rookie tight ends actually make an impact their first year? I mean, honestly, like they don't block.
If you draft another receiver right now,
yes.
for him to even see the field, you got to have at least a three receiver set. And if it's a three receiver set, because he's not beating out Burks, not beating out Thomas, that means that you're not putting Hardy on the field that everybody around here likes.
No.
You're not putting Smith on the field.
It's roles. You know that in the offense.
No, we're talking about these five receiver sets and these roles and these complex offenses. We're not that offense anymore. Sean Payton's gone. We're going to run the ball behind a mean offensive line with a couple of running backs and play a bunch of defense and time of possession. The offense you want to draft guys for doesn't exist anymore.
All right. While you guys were arguing, I was looking up Dobbs.
Dobbs.
this is the kicker. Where's it at? Dobbs turned in a 4.740. We are going with the tight end. Greg DeLuch is the Saints pick. You had a good argument going. You just had the wrong player. Dale is the loser of this competition. Now, as we move on to the fourth round, it's going to be between a guard and a speed receiver. So you better get your 40 times out there, Dale. All right, so here we are in the fourth round. And, boy, we need to get moving because I don't know how interesting people are going to find this. You know, everybody wants to know what goes on behind the curtain, and we're giving it to them. And I don't know if
– you know, there's that developmental quarterback still there.
Oh, my God.
Andy Dalton is only on the contract for 1 year.
You're
y'all
the
seem
one
to
who
Book
argued
right
tooth and nail about Book, and now
because I didn't have Bailey Zapp yet. If I get Bailey Zapp, I don't need Book anymore.
Oh my goodness! Okay,
where
Letitious Luscious Smith is a guard from Virginia. He's a big guy.
I like Smith. Smith's a mean player. He plays angry.
Okay.
He can be a little over aggressive. He can oversell some blocks and get beat that way. But he's a solid pick in this place, and he can end up being a good starter for a while.
Okay, I don't see any wide receivers to help Dale with his argument. So the Saints.
David Bell. David Bell's not available.
Well, I mean, not at this area. I mean, we
don't
still
let
gotta
see that there are listen, same LSU players up there. Don't
I gotta go with
those.
My board. Okay, we did a lot of work. You know, the scouting department put in a lot of time and effort to get this board. We're gonna stake with our value.
Well, I got
so,
my own rankings here, okay?
Is that Letitious Smith? Is that right? He's the new Saint.
Lekitus.
I'm just going to say Luscious. Luscious Smith.
Luscious Smith.
Talk about and draft
all right.
big guys.
Now, did the Saints – hey, man, listen, Dale, I know you've been pounding the table, but we have done a good job of balancing out big guys and skilled players. Matter of fact, I think you've won the day as far as getting some skill guys. Okay, Josh Johnson, speed guy, right? He's a smaller guy, but I think he's a speed guy.
Yes, sir.
I don't know that for a fact. I just said it, and I was hoping one of you guys would know. So
how y'all feel about Noah Ellis in this spot?
We are now in the range of completely unknown. Dave Romero is not familiar with these guys because you do realize I had a golf game to work on and I didn't have time to go this deep into it, you know? So
you know, is it still a game if you have to work on it? I like Noah Ellis in the spot. He's a defensive tackle that can really provide some push up front and
he's a big man.
Might be able to make the team.
Yes, big man. I like it. I'm all about some run stopping now. That's what lets everybody else eat. Dale, you got any input?
I like Josh Johnson because
where's Josh Johnson?
Receiver.
Where is he?
Do you like him because of the position he plays or literally anything else about him?
He Josh plays the Johnson. Wide receiver position. That guy's great. Get him.
Arguing with a brick wall.
The guy is great. He's 5'8", 137 pounds, runs a 4.640. Dale must have him.
Stick him I'm going.
The defense needs a little help, Dale. I don't see the value in your wide receiver.
Okay, this guy played for what? Idaho? Come on.
That's one of them big baked potato eating mother.
Right. He's at least a 4 on the corn scale.
All right. The Saints pick Noah Ellis, defensive tackle from the Idaho Potatoes. All right, Dale, I feel there's a wide receiver right here for you.
We're going to be really impressive coming off the bus, I tell you.
All big dudes. I don't see.
Your boy Johnson's still there.
Look at this. Javion Hailey. He played wide receiver at Coastal Carolina. Is he the next 6'2", 202, man? I bet you like him. Dale don't even know no more, man.
Our guy that's also still on the board if you want Josh Johnson.
Oh, there's your guy. Dale, you convinced me.
That's him.
The speed receiver who I have no idea what he runs.
That guy is
Saints, so Josh good. Johnson. He's a player for the New Orleans Saints. All right, so we rounded it out. All right, here we are at pick 235. And quite frankly, I just want to get this over with because I think we killed it. So I'm going to go ahead and just pick this punter.
Josh Rivas. Ah, there was a guard on the board.
We're going to pick this punter and get this draft done because
when you see Josh Rivas in the Pro Bowl next year, you're going to know that we made a mistake.
All right. So the 2022 draft is complete and the Saints knock it out of the park, if I do say so myself. Ladies and gentlemen, let's present to you rookies for the New Orleans Saints. At pick 16, the Saints get Trevor Pennington. That was a draft pick we all loved, except for Dale, because he hates offensive linemen and puppies.
And America. And happiness and winning games.
And old ladies crossing the
success
street.
Success and Super Bowls.
Yes. We traded back. All the wide receivers we liked weren't on the board. We had a plan. The plan didn't work out, but we still got an excellent wide receiver, Treylon Burks. He's a poor man's. What's that kid's name over in for the 49ers? I've had him on.
Samuel.
Yes, he's a poor man, Samuel. But hopefully he'll be a rich man, Samuel. Moving to the second round, we got the running back that not only is just a gap filler for Kamara if he gets suspended, but we have a guy. We have now have a 1-2 punch. We have Kamara, and I hate acting like Kamara's a tough guy, man. I've been watching a lot of Saints games. A lot of tape, a lot of film over the last couple of weeks. And Kamara's a tough guy. I'm sorry. He's durable. He's a tough guy. But having said that, let's keep some of those shots on him. We'll let Hall take those shots. And I'll reiterate this point I made. Our two first-round draft picks and our second-round draft picks made the Saints offense significantly tougher, and I love it. Moving on, we filled a huge hole at tight end. I'm sorry, at safety with Kirby Joseph. He's very similar to the guy who we had back there in Marcus Williams, who we let go in free agency. Moving on to third round, this was a guy I wasn't expecting, but, man, an outstanding athlete who's developed as a tight end. It was a Craig Wright special. Saw some of his games. We looked at it, and we decided in the third round, pick 98, we'd go with Greg DeLuche. Now, this was pretty much – golly, I'm starting to realize that that we kind of left Dale out in the street with his pants down because he didn't really have much say so in any of this because he's trying to get a wide receiver. This was a Dave Romero pick, and I had to have my guard, and I've mentioned it on many occasions, so you'll know why I wanted a guard in this spot. We got him in the fourth round. Then we moved on, and this was kind of a combination of Dave and Craig saying, man, look, the value right here, a big, huge, run-stopping probably one, maybe two down player, Noah Ellis. And I think you have somebody who can play next to Onyemata. Then Dell got his guy with Josh Johnson. And we're just going to imagine, because none of us really know if the guy can run or not. But in our minds, what we got was a wide receiver that can get downfield with some speed that could develop into just a guy who takes the top off of defense. And we imagine that person to be Josh Johnson. If we find out that he runs a 4.7 3.40, we will just put him in one of those schools where they before the draft where they teach him how to run and they just run really fast. After
4.4 was his 40 time.
Is that really?
4.44.
Nice. I'll take it. I'm sure that was probably too on a slow track. So he's probably more like a 4.39 guy. Anyway, obviously. So listen, I feel like maybe you did know what you're talking about, Dale, but he is a speed guy.
For the record, that was the wrong Josh Johnson. He actually ran a 4.62.
Damn it.
Apparently that's a common name in football players.
Well, okay. In our world, we're going to imagine that he was the Josh Johnson that we wanted.
He got a little bit faster and he's down to 4.4.
Had we known what we were looking for was a speed receiver. And quite frankly, when we got down into the sixth round, I don't think any of us had a real clue to who these guys were. I kind of feel like after I got past the fourth round, I was like, although I've heard of Noah Ellis and I've looked him up and I wouldn't say I watch a lot of his tape, but he's known to be a big space eater. So, but anyway, I love this draft. We hit all the things that we needed, good values. The players that we picked in the first two rounds, I'm in love with them. I'm not in love with Kirby Joseph, but because I don't like safeties that don't hit. But hell, the guy's a ball hawk. I think we got Craig. Give us a rundown. What do you think?
You know, I think it fits all the things we were looking for. It doesn't get a quarterback, and a lot of people are probably hoping that we have another quarterback kind of in the wings. But if you're like us, you support getting Winston back in the building. You think Book can do the job, and you're trusting Dalton to be that second guy. So quarterback's not a need. It's more of a want. And we definitely leaned more towards needs than wants today. I like the pick getting that tight end from UCLA. I like that we addressed the offensive line. We got two receivers on there. Probably didn't need two of them. Maybe just one. You know, I don't know if we need any receivers. You know, maybe we just draft linemen the next time. But, you know, for now, I think this is fine. I love that Noah Ellis pick late in the draft. It's good. It's a good value for me that it's something that we need. It's a guy who's probably going to make the team, and we didn't really spend anything significant on him.
Dale, give us your thoughts. I know you hate everything. Is this a garbage fire?
I mean, it's not on fire, but it is trash. All right. Because we got all these big guys. All right. You got one, two, three big guys. And zero of these big guys played in the SEC. Zero. Okay.
Okay. I got to tell you, before you finish your tirade, every single day we send out a mock draft, and Dale replies with a burning trash bin to whatever we put. I once did a draft entirely of LSU players, and that's the only thing he ever didn't give me a trash bin for. Please continue, Dale. I just want to give the folks out there a perspective.
That's right. And now that you bring up that point, there are zero LSU players in the draft.
Which makes it the most realistic Saints draft we could have done because we don't draft LSU players.
Y'all looking at this guy in what, the fifth round, Noah Ellis. Well, we could have been looking for Neil Farrell. You know,
Neil, but he's going to be a UDFA. Just sign him tomorrow.
He's not going to be a UDFA. And you're gonna regret that. Matter of fact, let's make a bet right now while we're talking about this.
We have to take this to the beer run.
Take it to the beer run. Hey, listen, the beer run. These guys, man, you kill me. I love it. I'm a huge fan. I'm probably your biggest fan. Want to hear the rest of this argument on the beer run. And I think you guys said you'll record Thursday. Today is the day after tax day. Apparently last night was the only night of the year where both the husband and the wife take it in the butt. But that's what I heard. So
taxation anyway, is stuffed.
So today everybody's sitting gingerly on their tables or chairs. Tomorrow or Thursday, the beer run. And next week, I don't think we'll have another big show prior to that, but you guys will do a couple more beer runs. I know you will. And I look forward to it. So
yeah, next week's going to be real exciting for the BS and Beer Network. We're going to have our beer run next Tuesday, normal time, but our special that we're going to be doing, we are going to be recording the first round live reactions from us. With varying levels of sobriety. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No, man, I'm looking forward to it. But the big show is going to have some good stuff. We'll edit it down so it's not a four-hour show. But anyway, that's all the show we have for you this week. I want to thank Craig Wright and Dale Mims for being with me as usual. And I don't know, we'll talk to you after the draft from the big show. But you'll talk today, Dale and Craig, on the beer run here in the next couple of days. So anyway, Y'all have a good night. We'll talk to you later.
And anyway, the person who sits here is but the most conspicuous member of a superb team of journalists, writers, reporters, editors, producers, and none of that will change. Furthermore, I'm not going away. I'll be back. And that's the way it is.
Oh, boy, don't waste time to tune into our podcast. Oh, girl, give your time to David, Heed, and Thomas. We do this every week, every Wednesday. So don't miss, we do this every week, every Wednesday. So don't miss, we have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. We have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. Oh, we have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. We have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. Oh, boy, don't waste time.